Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yivamos daf Samech, the very last daf of the sixth parak of Maseches Yivamos. We left off on daf Samech Tal and Beis about 15 lines from the end of the page at Amar Rava Umi Ika Da'avid. Last word on the line is Da'avid. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and is also sponsored in honor of Shendel Bas Rav Yosef, whose yard site is today, by the Berkowitz family of Miami Beach, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding on Daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis, and the Gemara is discussing how many times creates a chazaka. And we have this machlokas, Rabbi Yerushim Gamliel, and we're going to show how this applies in four different areas of halacha, and how the psak may be split in the different areas of halacha, whether two times constitutes a chazaka or three times constitutes a chazaka. Then the Gemara is going to get into the discussion, what if a couple doesn't have children and they disagree about whose fault it is, about who's the cause of not having children? So what do we do with her ksuba? Who do we believe in terms of who's the main cause, the primary cause that they don't have children? Then the Gemara is going to talk about the Mishnah, rather, on Amud Beis, is going to have machlokas whether women are mitzuva impurvu or not. The Gemara is going to give a couple of possibilities of why we would think that women are not included in the mitzvah of and we're going to come to a maskana la halacha, and the Gemara is going to teach us a number of statements that Rabbi Elah said in the name of Rabbi Elah, Rabbi Shimon. One of them relates to Puruvu, another one relates to the mitzvah of Hocheach Tochiach, another one relates to the when one is allowed to lie and when one is not allowed to lie, and we'll get to the end of the parak, where the Gemara is going to talk at the very end of the parak about the unique case of Rabbi Chiya's wife having twins that were born 3 months apart from each other. So let's begin about 15 lines from the end of the page on Daf Samech Talad and Beis. So if you recall, the last thing that we said was that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef told the story that happened in front of Rabbi Yochanan, where someone mauled the baby, where it was Yom Kippur that was Chal B'Shabbos, and it was a case where a woman had two previous sons that had a Mila, and they both died Machmas Mila, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Afal Pikein, you have to maul the third child even on Yom Kippur. So not only was he being matir the sakana, he was being matir an isser of chil Shabbos. So Abaye relied on that when it came time for him to get married, because Abaye married someone who was married twice previously and had buried two husbands. And sure enough, Abaye also died shortly thereafter. So the Gemara is questioning this story. Would Abaye rely on Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef saying that Rabbi Yochanan, in a situation of Mila, did assume that there was no chazaka until three times? So Abaye would take his own life in his hands by relying on that and assume that there's no chazaka until three times? So Amar Rav Ami, Kadavar Uvda Benafshei Kihai, would Abaye really have done such a thing to himself? Vayiv Da'amar Avin Desamcha Yitzchok Sumcha Labar Samcha. Abaye is the one that said that Avin, when he says things in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you can rely on it. But Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef, who's the one that said this story with the Milan Yom Kippur Shchalios B'Shabbos, he's not a Bar Samcha. You can't rely on what he says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Avin Yeshlo B'Chazar. It's not that Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef is dishonest. It's just that Avin was Yeshlo B'Chazara. He was always there with Rabbi Yochanan. So if Rabbi Yochanan ever changed his mind, he would have known about it. Yitzchok Sumcha Eino B'Chazar. But Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef learned by Rabbi Yochanan at some point, but he would never have known if Rabbi Yochanan later on changed his mind. You need someone who was consistently there. I recall many times when we were talking to Rav Shechter about a matter of halacha, and he was looking at a tshuva from Rav Moshe, and he said, we have to call Rav David. We have to find out from Rav David. I said, should we call, I suggested other people maybe to call. He said, no, Rav David was there constantly. He was the only one. He never learned in another yeshiva. He stayed by Rav Moshe's side. He was there when these tshuvas were written. He was there afterwards. He's the one that would have the best knowledge of what Rav Moshe really held. So that's exactly what the Gemara is saying, that someone who was constantly there, that's the person that you want to rely on when they tell you what Rabbi Yochanan said. So va'od emar depligi lini mila b'nisun b'pligi. Not only that, why would Abaye take a psak that Rabbi Yochanan said about mila, where in a chinami there's a machlokas whether two or three times is chazaka, and apply it to getting married, where we don't see that there's any such machlokas? So says Gemara, we do in fact see that there is a machlokas when it comes to getting married. If someone gets married to a first husband and the husband dies, l'shein you mase, and then the second husband as well, l'shlishi lo tinasi divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, don't marry the third husband. You're ready muchzak as a katlanis. Whereas Rav Shmuel Gamliel omer l'shlishi tinasi l'revi lo tinasi. She can marry a third husband. She just can't marry a fourth husband because it takes three times to develop a chazaka, not two times to develop a chazaka. So says more, but what's the logic? I understand that there are blood conditions that are genetic, and therefore it makes sense that if one brother has a blood condition, another brother may have a blood condition as well. But what's the logic to say that when a woman gets married, that her husbands are going to drop dead? So Ravashi Mazel Gorim. So it is a machlokas. One shita says that she probably has some sort of transmitted disease, that every time she has bia with a man, that she's giving him some sort of disease that's killing him. And the other one says that no, that it's mazel gorim, that that's just her mazel, that her bad mazel is that her husbands are going to die, and that's something that establishes a chazaka as well. The Rush in the Chuvus in Klal Nun Gimel explains that it doesn't mean her mazel is bad and that's why the husbands die, because the Gemara needs says that the malach that's mamuna and ibur asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu if this person is going to be an asher or an ani, is this person going to be a chalash or a gibar, a tipesh or a chacham, but the malach does not ask how long will the person live, because that's not tali b'mazel, and certainly not tali on the wife's mazel. So what it must mean, so it can't be that the wife's mazel is going to determine the husband's lifespan. So says the Rush, what it must mean is that the shaila, when the malach that's mamuna Ibor asks the question, is this person going to be an usher or an ani? That's tali b'mazel if a person is born at a time of mazel of ashirus or anius. But a woman, generally in ancient times certainly, didn't earn her own living and she was supported by a husband. So she is tali in the husband. So if it was already predetermined, b'shas leido or b'shas ibor, that she's going to be an ania, so it means that she can't have a husband who's going to support her. So that's what kills the husband early, that her mazel was to be an ani, and that is b'mazal atalui. So anyway, my b'nai, what's enough kamina, whether the issue is that she has some sort of disease that she's transmitting to her husbands, or that it's just her mazel, so you can b'nai with the irsa umis, one enough kamina is that the husbands died after erusin, not after nisun, so there was no bia, inam d'nafal midikla, or the husband had some sort of clear accident where we know that it had nothing to do with a disease, he fell off of a tree, something happened where it was a clear accident. So that is tali in her mazel, but that has nothing to do with any disease that she may be giving her husband. So Amalei Rav Yosef b'Rei d'Rava l'Rava, b'Yimei Nami Rav Yosef halacha k'Rebbe v'Amalei in. He said, you know, I once asked Rav Yosef, do we pass like Rebbe that two times is a chazaka? And he said yes. And then another time I asked him halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel Amalei in. I asked him, do we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel that three times is a chazaka? And he said yes. So I think he was just messing around with me. What kind of thing? I asked him if two times, he said yes. I asked him if three times, it's yes. So I'm late. So Rava told Rav Yosef, his son, lo stamihi upashalach nisun umaltias karebi vestos v'sharmuad kerem shimon gamliel. No, there are four different cases where chazaka makes a difference. Whether two times or three times is a chazaka makes a difference. In two of them, we paskan like Rebbe, and in two of them, we paskan kerem shimon gamliel. What are these four cases? So we listed nisun, malkios, vestos, and sharamuad. So nisuin hadamara, nisuin, we know what that case is, that's what we've been talking about. How many times does she have to bury husbands before we say that maybe something's wrong with her? So malkios, titan, what's the case of malkios? Because the Mishnah tells us in Masech Sanhedrin, Misha laka v'shana, if a person got malkos for an avera and then did that avera again and got malkos again, so and if he violates that avera a third time, instead of giving him malkos the third time, bezin konsonos of the kippa, we put him in a jail cell and we feed him things that are going to make his stomach implode. We feed him such things till he dies. So that Mishnah is a stam. That's like Rebbe, that a person violates an avera twice, he's already huchzak Pasuk as a Rasha, and we put him in the Bekipa, and we don't wait until he violates it, violates the Aveira the third time. Rashi and the Ran say that this halacha, this din of putting him Bekipa, is halacha l'Moshe Misinai. And the Ran says that it's like Bol Aramis, that it's mentioned in the Mishnah that it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai, like Pinchas said to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says that it can't be that it's only a din derabanan, that Bezin is makin v'onshin shalom min adin, because that could be only the tzoruch shal, the maris ha'ayin of the Beis Din, that something needs to be addressed. But to make a takana kavua like that, ein navi rasha the chadish dover, so it must be that this is a din d'oraisa, because it sounds like this is a law on the books. It's one thing to do a hora shah, to say that Beis Din feels that a person needs a more severe punishment, but to make a law on the books, Beis Din cannot do that. It must be that it's a din d'oraisa. The Ritva, however, says that no, it's a din d'rabbanan over here, that makin v'onshim shalom midin Torah. So the Mishnah says, okay, what are the other two cases? Vestos ditnan, what's the case of Vestos? So the Mishnah says in Masechet Nida, Eini isha kovas l'veset, ad shetekveinu shlosha pa'amim, that a woman is only kovea veset when it happens three times. Only then do we assume that that is her cycle, and that's she's regular to bleed at that time. The Rashi points out, kovas l'veset lismuch ala lios dayashaita. Kovas l'veset over here means that the veset is going to allow us to assume that when she finds the blood is when she saw the blood. Meaning, to the first Mishnah Maseches Nida tells us that if a woman finds blood and she's not sure when the blood came out, she has to assume that she has to assume that the blood's been there since either the last time she checked or 24 hours earlier, whichever one was more recent. But if she has a veset, and let's say she knows that she's supposed to see at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, and she sees dam at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, so she does not have to assume that it was there 24 hours earlier. She can assume that that was Lufi Vesta, that was based on her veset. So what defines a veset? Something has to happen three times until it's a veset. Vein mitaheres min a veset, and she doesn't become tahora from her veset, atchet yagur menashol shpavim, until she uproots it three times. Rabbi Kiveger asks that this is all assuming Vestos are daraisa, but we pass on the halacha that Vestos are derabanan, that the chiv to be choshesh when the veset comes, that she's nida is only a din midrabanan, so she has to be bodik on that day whether she had dam or not. That's only a din midrabanan. So if the veset passes and she was not bodik, she's tahora, because Chazal are not gozer to be machmir that she's considered vaday tameya based on a chashash. So why does Rashi you quote this nafkamina la halacha, right? Rashi says that we assume that the dam came at its normal time. That arech bismano ba is the expression that we use in Maseches Nida, that the guest came at its expected occasion. And Rashi gives the example that a woman who has a vesed kavua to see at a particular time, and the zman vesed comes and lo batka, and she doesn't do a bedika, so we assume that she's Tamea anyway. So Rabbi Kiveger says that example is a bad example, because that example assumes Vestos d'Oraisa. We do not make that assumption if we assume that Vestos are d'Rabbanan, and La Halacha, we paskin that Vestos are d'Rabbanan. So that's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha on Rashi. V'shoramuad, what's the example of Shoramuad? D'tnan. Ein ashor nasamuad. The shor is only considered a shoramuad where we assume it's in the habit of goring, achi idbo shloshapamim, until they're made, that it gored three times. But if they're not made, that it gored three times, it's still a shartam, it still only pays chatzi nezek. So you see, the three times, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's three times that's a chazaka. In fact, Tosfos writes in Dibra Maskel Vishar that on the Shor HaMuad case, Rebbe doesn't argue, because the Pasuk says that it's three times that it becomes a muad and not two times. Rav is trying to tell me that in this din, we see clearly that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's normal shita of three times definitely carries the day, but not that this is subject to machlokas at all between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. So this idea by Shor HaMuad establishing a chazaka is used in the Torah. The Torah quotes Rishonim that say that the Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama says that Richek Nigichosav, it becomes a, if a shor becomes a, if a shor gores on three consecutive days, so we assume it becomes a shor muad. So Kiriv Nigichosav Lo Kol Shekein. If a shor gores on three times on one day, then for sure it's going to become a shor muad. So why does the Torah quote this in Orach Chaim? So the Torah quotes this to tell me that if a person wants to get in the habit of saying Mashav Ruach Morad Hageshem, so normally the halach is for the first 30 days after starting Mashav Ruach Morad Hageshem, if you're not sure whether you said, or after stopping Mashav Ruach Morad Hageshem, if you're not sure whether you said it, so well, after starting, if you're not sure whether you said it, we assume that you didn't that you didn't say it, that you're in your old summertime habit of not saying it. So so he quotes a minhag that that some have and rely on, that if you say the bracha without Shem Malchus, but you just say that section of Shemoneh Esrei 90 times in one day, like dancing around in Simchas Torah, and you sing it 90 times, so you get into the habit of saying it, and then you don't have to worry about any sveikos, any suffix you have over the next 30 days. You could assume you've already developed the habit of saying it. But the Torah quotes that not everyone is so thrilled with that shita. That's the shita of Meram Rutenberg, who has had this practice on Simchas Torah to say from Atta Gibor 90 times until Mashav Ruach Morad Hageshem, and that corresponds, because 90 times is how many times you would say it over the course of 30 days, and the raya is from a shor muad. So the stipler suggests that what's the machlokas about? So he says, what is the nature of the chazaka by shor muad, that if it gores three times, it's considered muchzak, that it's derech is to gore, that it's called the shor muad? Is it that three times is a raya, that it's that's darko bekach, and that these are not exceptions to the rule, that it wasn't just having a bad moment? Or is it that by goring three times, it's margil itself to gore, meaning it's putting itself in the habit? It's not megala that this is the nature of the animal; it's becoming the nature of the animal. So he suggests that Rabbeinu Peretz holds that the Indian of three times is a raya about its very teva, the very teva of the shor. So if it's the teva of the shor is that it would gore three times, over a course of 3 days, so kol shekein, if it's kirav nigichosav, that shows you the teva of the animal, that if it gores three times in one day, that it's an extremely violent animal, as opposed to by shloshim yom, by mashav ruach morad hageshem, no one is beteva, a mashav ruach morad hageshem person or not a mashav ruach morad hageshem person. It's something that we're margil ourselves in. So that's why Rabbeinu Peretz didn't like this, because Rabbeinu Peretz said the nido is not doma. You can't compare the two cases. One is about the natural teva of the animal, and the other is about being margil oneself. But Maram Rutenberg must have held that by the negichos also it's about being misragel, and it's not about the teva of the animal, in which case you could bring a good raya. That's how the stipler understands that machlokas. Other rachonim understand differently. That's how the stipler says. So now the Gemara discusses, okay, a woman has not given birth. Tan Rabban, Nises the Rishon, a woman gets married to her first husband, stays with him for 10 years, lo yoy labanim, didn't have any children. L'sheni, lo yoy labanim, again, second husband, for 10 years, didn't have any children. So her third husband has to be someone who already has children, because otherwise he's not allowed to risk not fulfilling puravu. She marries someone who does not have children. So then he can divorce her without paying the ksuba. Tosfos brings a raya that it's only from the third husband that she doesn't have a ksuba, but from the second husband she does get a ksuba, and that's mashma from the hemshech of the sugya as well, that from the previous two husbands, we don't assume that it's her fault, and she does get a ksuba. So yibayiluhu. So the shayla is as follows: nisus l'shlishi v'lohay l'abadim. So now she marries a third guy. What if they don't have children either after 10 years? So mal dilit bu'ua hanach kamay. Can the first two husbands say, "Hey, we paid the ksuba because we assumed that it was our fault that we didn't have any children, but it turns out that you're just not able to have children. Now it's muchzat that you're not able to have children. We'd like the ksuba money back." So mimatzu amr lo yigloy milsa da'atu de gramta. Can they tell her, now it's a gloy milsa that you were the cause of the infertility, or maybe she could say to them, no, my constitution is weakened now, but I was always able to have children. Had I not been married to you, I would have been able to have children earlier, but now my condition has worsened. So says Mar, it's mistavra that she has a taina, that she can say, the Rav Elchanan Kovitzara says that taina is so the entire nature of the concept of chazaka. The whole concept of chazaka is that we assume that that the way things were, they are, and the way things are, they were. And that, so she's saying, I know it looks like everything is the same as it's always been, but no, so really something changed. My nature has changed. The chazaka is b'sholosh pamim, because if something happens three times in a row, we say that that's that it's all for the same cause, and it's not because of three different explanations. So and therefore it's predictive of the future as well. But if she could just say that it's that her constitution has changed, then there's no makom for chazaka as well. She should always be able to say that. Rav Elchanan raises this in Kovit Ha'aros, in the Hosafos at the end of the Masechta, and he leaves it as a tzarachiyum. It's a big kasha. Why is that mistaver that she should be able to have such a taina? So Yibayilu, the Gemara also raises the following shayla. Nisis the Ravi, let's say she goes and marries a fourth husband, and now v'hayla banim, and now she has children with the fourth husband. So she was married for 30 years, three different husbands, no children. Now she marries a fourth husband, and she has children. So now, can she be Toveya, the third husband, and say, I'd like my ksuba, please, because it's pretty evident that I am capable of having children. She can't be a young lady anymore. She was married for 30 years, and now she's having children. So it must be that she probably, fertility doesn't get better with age, right? So probably she could have had children earlier had she not been married to this guy. So Amrina La, no, we tell her, better keep quiet about that. He might say, you're right, and I only divorced you because I thought you were barren. Had I known that you weren't barren, I never would have given you the get, and therefore it's a get bitaus, and therefore you're not really divorced, and therefore your child is a mamzer, and your husband, you were nashus ish. So he say, maybe don't go with such a taina. That's not such a great idea. So Masar of Papa, but wait, is it true or is it not true? Maybe she won't say such a taina, but if that's true, that's really problematic. We should say such a taina. Nimsa get batal b'nei mamzerin. The get's going to be batal and the children will be mamzerin. So Ella, no, the reason the husband doesn't have to pay the ksuba is amrinan hashtuhu debriyasa. We assume that he was correct when he divorced her, assuming that she was not able to have children. He was correct at that time, basharusham, in that moment, but now she has somehow her health has improved and now she's able to have children. Now the very idea that that the husband would be able to taina that that's the reason I divorced you and therefore I can get it was a get b'taus. Rabbeinu Peretz raises the question, how could he say such a taina? We have a rule in halacha, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. If you want to make a condition on your get, you have to say it, you have to spell it out. If he didn't say that I'm divorcing you because you're not able to have children, so then we don't assume that that's what the get was tali on. So Rabbeinu Peretz says that, well, she was married twice, didn't have any children, and then he stayed married for 10 years without children and divorced her. It's obvious, meaning sometimes it's so obvious you don't even need to say it. It's not called Dvarm Shebelev. It's just obvious that that's the reason for the divorce. The Tos Yishanim also asks Akasha, and he says that maybe the case is that he did say Beferish, meaning in all likelihood, we all know what's going on over here. It's 10 years, end of marriage, 10 years, no children, end of marriage, 10 years, no children, end of marriage. So maybe they did say, or it could be, he says, you don't have to say beferish that he's megarish her because she's nakara, because he didn't pay her ksuba. So if he's not paying her ksuba, it's obvious that that it's because he holds that it's her fault. And Beis Din didn't force him to pay the ksuba, so it's obvious everyone holds that it's not her fault. That's the wrong word to use, but that it's her, that she's the cause of the infertility, that it's her inability to have children. The Tosfos Yeshayim says that Beis Din forced him to be megarish her. He didn't do midaito, so it's obvious that the gerish was only because she was an akara and he had a mitzvah to do that he was unable to do as long as he was married to her. So hu amar mina, another case, let's say the husband says she was the cause of the infertility, vi amar mina, and she says he's the cause of the infertility. So amar rabbi ami, dvarim shebeinu levena ne'emenes, we assume she has a better intuition of what the real cause is. The time am I, why does she have the better intuition? Because not only intuition, he kaima labiyar kecheitz, she can physically feel when he ejaculates whether it's coming out in a strong way to be able to impregnate her. But he doesn't. He has no way of knowing, and therefore the Rishonim write, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, that this is a classic case of Bari Vishema, that she says, I know that it's him. He says, look, I don't know if it's me or not, because he can't know. He doesn't know if it's Yorek Echetz, but he says, I suggest that maybe it's her. Maybe she's unable to have children. So that's a case of Bari Vishema. They deal with the issue that in Ksubis, it seems that we pass in Bari Vishema Lav Bari Adif, and over here we clearly are going with her Tainas Bari over his Tainas Shema. Amar Ihu Ezel in Savitza Vivduk Nafshay. Let's say the guy says, you know what, I really don't know if it's because of me that I'm not able to have children or because of her. So how about this? Before I divorce her, let me take a second wife, see what happens. And we'll see if I'm able to have children. And if I am, then I'll divorce her, and then I won't have to pay her ksuba. Whereas if I divorce her first, I'm going to have to pay her ksuba because I can't prove that it's on account of her. So Amar Rabbi Ami Af Bazu Yotzi V'Yitem Ksuba. No, he has to divorce her and pay the ksuba. Shani Yomer Kol Nosi Isha Lishto Yotzi V'Yitem Ksuba. If you're bringing a second wife into the house, so then the woman could demand a divorce with the ksuba. That's assuming that you're making her life very difficult. Rava Amar, Rava disagrees, says Nosi Adam Kamenashim Alishto V'Udisalim Zanayu. That no, there's no problem technically with a man marrying multiple wives. He just has to be able to support all of them. As long as he can provide all of them with support, then that's perfectly fine. The Ritva says Machlokas Ravami and Rava is whether she can prevent the husband from being bodek if he's by taking a second wife. That Rabbi Ami says she can, and if he wants to marry another woman, he has to pay her ksuba. And Rava says she cannot prevent him. But if she agrees that he can marry another woman, says the Ritva, Bezin's not going to force him to be motzi her. Meaning, as long as the wife agrees, then everyone would agree that it would not be a problem if she's okay with it. Okay, so now on Amud Beis, top of Amud Beis, who Amar Ipaltubigo Eser? He says, you know, it's not time to divorce yet because she had a miscarriage within the 10 years. And remember, we said that if she miscarries, the clock restarts. So he said that's what happened. V'yamar lo apalus, and she says I didn't miscarry, I'm an akara. It's not that I miscarried. So Amar Rabbi Ami af bazu hina menes. In such a case, she's believed as well. Demisa dipil nafsha bakarta lavachzika. Because if she in fact miscarried, she wouldn't go around claiming that she's barren. She would say, no, I had a close call. I was almost there, and she wouldn't be machzik herself as someone who is barren. Hipila v'chazri, hipila v'chazri, hipila huchzkal l'mfalim. If she was mapil 3 times, then we have a chazaka that she's not able to carry a pregnancy to term. Who amar apila trei? Let's say he says that she was mapil 2 vlados and she does not yet have a chazaka, and therefore I don't have to divorce her. V'hi amar tlas, she said I had 3 miscarriages and therefore you do have to divorce me. So amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar uvdav v'be midrasha, they had such a ma'aseh in the beis medrash. Amru hi mehemna demisa delapla nafsha benifli lamachzika, that we believe her because if she didn't have 3 miscarriages, she would never establish herself as a woman who's mechzekes to miscarry if she didn't, if it wasn't true. Okay, new Mishnah now. Ha'ish mitzuvah al piri v'rivya, avalo ha'isha. Tanakama says that a man is mitzuvah in the mitzvah puravu, but a woman is not included in the mitzvah puravu. Rabbi Yochanan broke omer, al shneim hu omer, vayivaruch hasam elukim vayom elohem elukim puravu. That on both of them the mitzvah appears, that they have to have puravu, that both of them are mitzuvah to procreate, to have children. So this is the machlokas tanoim. In Maseches Kiddushin, it's mefurish that there's an inyan to be miskadish lebaila shelo al yedei shliach. The beginning of the second paragraph of Maseches Kiddushin says that a ish mekadish bo b'shlucha, and that a ish miskadeshes bo b'shlucha, but mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. That it's always better to do mitzvahs yourself rather than send a shliach. And the example that we give of better to do the mitzvah yourself rather than through a shliach is a woman being miskadeshes, that she shouldn't send a proxy to accept her kiddushin. But wait a second, if that's the basis of mitzvah ba yosem b'shlucha, doesn't that imply that she has a mitzvah? And over here we're saying that Tanakama holds there's no mitzvah puravu on a woman. If a woman doesn't have mitzvah puravu, what's the mitzvah of kiddushin? So the Ran on the Rif over there in Maseches Kiddushin says in Tazayin Ubez B'dabei Rif that even though a woman is not mitzvah in puravu rivya, but she has a mitzvah to be misayeya the Baal, to help him in his mitzvah. And that's also considered a mitzvah, to be misayeya the Baal. and that's enough to say mitzvah boy yosem ibishlucha, yosem ibishlucha. And he asks from our sugya we'll get to the story in our sugya later. The sheet of the Rav Mi says that she's not mitzvah in Perivrivya, but midrabanan she's mitzvah, meaning it's not mitzvah on a daraisa level, but midrabanan she's still mitzvah. And the sheet of the Rav Mi also suggests that even though she's pater and she doesn't get schar for it, like a mitzvah viyosa, she still gets schar as an ena mitzvah viyosa, meaning not every mitzvah is one obligated to do. It's like lulav, it's like shofar, where a woman can still volunteer, or sfiras omer for that matter, where a woman can still volunteer the mitzvah, and by volunteering the mitzvah, she's getting schar for the mitzvah. So even on such mitzvahs, we say mitzvah ba yoser mi b'shlucha. The Machna says that l'chora this is a raya to the sheet of Tosos and Gittin, that although a woman is not mitzvah in peri v'rivya, Tosos and Gittin and Mesachs Mabas say that a woman is mechuyav in l'sheves yitzara. So l'sheves yitzara is the mitzvah in question rather than the mitzvah of puravu. Alternatively, the Machna says she may not be mitzvah in peri v'rivya, but if she wants to get married, the only way to do it is through kiddushin, because otherwise, if she's with a man not through kiddushin, she's in violation of the Yisra of Losia Kadesha. That's what the Rambam writes in the first paragraph of Hilchos Yishus. So it becomes a mitzvah kiyumis to get married. It's like if you want to be a vegetarian, you can be, but if you want to eat meat, you got to do shchita. So shchita is a mitzvah kiyumis in that sense, and therefore it's still considered a mitzvah. So those are the different explanations of why we would say mitzvah ba yoser mibeshlucha when it comes to kiddushin. Okay, so it says the Gemara. Now minani mili, how does the Tanna Kama know that a woman is not mitzvah in peruvu? Pasuk says umilu asaretz vikivshua, that in the mitzvah of peruvu it says you should go conquer the world. So ish darkalichbosh ein isha darkalichbosh. That's a lashon that's more appropriate for men and not for women. Adraba v'kivshua tarti mashva, says more. Wait, v'kivshua sounds like you're talking to multiple people, not just the man, the woman as well. No, but it's spelled without the vav, so it's spelled as if it's written b'loshon yachid, and therefore we can darshin that it's darka shel ish and not darka shel isha. The Ritva points out, but wait, isn't that a machlokas in Mesach Sanhedrin and Mesach Sukkah, where the yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemesores? Why are we just automatically assuming that the way that it's spelled is going to be the halacha and not the way that it's pronounced? So the Ritva says, yeah, because it's ish darko lichbosh, meaning even though there's a machlokas in general, yeshem l'mikra, yeshem l'mesoris, but when there's an indicator to one side, even the shita that might normally hold yeshem l'mikra, if there's an indicator that mesoris is the ikr, then we'll follow the mesoris, or vice versa. Big chiddush that the Ritva says, that it's not universal, it's not automatic, if you hold yeshem l'mikra, that it's consistent throughout all of Torah. Rav Yosef Amar Mehachar, Rav Yosef says, no, how do I know a woman's not mitzvah puravu? Ani kel shak pray urevei velo kamar puravu. It was said b'loshon yachid, the mitzvah, not b'loshon rabim. Says Tosfos, really? The words puravu don't appear anywhere in the Torah? Of course they do. So says Tosfos, alfagav del adam rishon kamar pru urevu hu bracha b'yam v'lo mitzvah. For adam rishon, it was a bracha, it wasn't a mitzvah. Adam rishon had a bracha that he would have children, but not a mitzvah that he had to that he would have children. V'amar Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. Once we're talking about Rabbi Lozer in the name of Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon, so we'll go and say another one, another statement that he said. So the first one was about how we know that a woman's not mitzvah in peruvu because in darka shalisha lichbosh. So another statement: k'shem shemitzvah adam lomar davar nishma, kach mitzvah adam shalol lomar davar sheino nishma. That just like a person should say that which people will listen to, that which will be heard, he also has a mitzvah not to say that which people won't listen to, and that's the double lashon of hocheach tochiach from this past week's parsha, that the mitzvah of tochcha is only if there's a chance that someone's going to be listening. The Yam Shel Shlomo says it's not only about hocheach tochiach, it's about anything, that to try to ali ratzes adam ali fayeses adam b'shas kaiso. If a person's angry, don't try to calm him down, give him some time to get through it. So that's shalol lomar davar sheino nishma. Don't say something that it's just not the right time for, that no one's going to be listening to. Rabbi Abba Omer chova, that it's a chiyuv not to be mochiach, a person who's not going to listen. Shemar tochiach leitz pen yisrael chochiach lechachem yaveka, that if you're mochiach leitz, he's just going to hate you, nothing good is going to come out of it. If you're mochiach lechachem, he'll love you for sending him straight. V'amar Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon, another statement of Rabbi Lozer in the name of Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon, mutalo ladam shamas b'dvar shalom, person is allowed to lie for the sake of shalom. Shemar avichot siva kosom liyosef anasana, that the brothers told Yosef, Yaakov told us that that we should tell you that you should forgive us. He never told them that, but they wanted to create shalom. Rabbi Nosson Omer mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah to lie for the sake of shalom. Shenemar, Ve'yomer Shmuel eich eilech v'shamer shal v'argani, that Shmuel was going to anoint David as the king, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to, and Shmuel says, how could I do that? Shaul's going to hear about it, and he's going to kill me. So Hashem says, here's an animal. Anyone asks you where you're going, say that you're going to bring a carbon. But that's not what he's going to do. He's going to anoint David as a king. Elamai, Hashem says, this is what you're supposed to do. You could be Mishana, you could lie for the sake of Shalom. Tebei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, Godel HaShalom, Shafak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shinabo, that Shalom is so great that even Hashem lied for the sake of peace. Tebei Karaksiv, because initially when Sarah heard that she was going to give birth, so it said, Vadoni Zakein, she said that that Avram is too old to have a baby. Ulbasov Ksiv, but when Hashem is repeating the story to Avram Avinu, he repeated that Vani Zakanti, that Sarah said that I'm too old to have a baby. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was Mishana Mipnei HaShalom. Rabbi Yochum and Broka Omer, then we said Rabbi Yochum and Broka holds that the woman is also mitzvah and puruvu. So itmar Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Chadam, Erlach, Rabbi Yochum and Broka, V'chadam, Erin, Erlach, Rabbi Yochum and Broka. Umachlok is whether we paskin that way. So it's time to Rabbi Yochum and Damar, Ein, Erlach. Rabbi Yochum must be the one who says that a woman is not mitzvah and puruvu. T'yas Rabbi Yavo, V'kam, B'shmeid Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, because Rabbi Yavo was saying in the name in front of Rabbi Yochanan that Halacha follows Rabbi Yochum and Broka. V'adrin Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Asi, L'apayun, Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Asi turned their faces away. They didn't want to embarrass him by saying that he's incorrect. And some say that it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba who was saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Broka that women are mitzvah and puruvu, and Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Asi turned away. So I understand if it was Rabbi Avo who had erroneously reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that women are mitzvah and puruvu. So I get why they turned away instead of just saying something to him and telling him, no, you're wrong, because he was a kar of l'malchus. So as a kar of l'malchus, they couldn't be so forthright with him. They had to just be more respectful. But it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba who erroneously reported Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Let them tell him that you're wrong. That lo amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say such a thing. So my havila, how do we paskin? Is Rabbi Yochanan the one? Does Rabbi Yochanan in fact paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Broka that women are mitzvah and puruvu or not? So Tashma says, well, we'll bring a raya. There was a story with came to Rabbi Yochanan b'knishta de Kesari in the shul in Kesari. It was a case of a woman who didn't have any children, and she asked for a divorce so that she could get married and have children. So va'amar yotzi v'itin ksuba, and Rabbi Yochanan says her husband has to divorce her and pay her ksuba. So it's a raya that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yochanan Broka that an isha's mitzvah and piriv rivya, and that's why she was able to demand a divorce. But if she has no mitzvah puruvu, why would we give her her ksuba when she's the one demanding the divorce? She has no need to get divorced if she's not mitzvah and puruvu. The only need to get divorced is if she's unable to fulfill her mitzvah when she's married to this man. So says Mar Dilma Biba'a Machmas Taina. No, maybe she came and she had a good reason. Her taina was not that I'm unable to do the mitzvah of puruvu, but maybe she had another taina why her life is unlivable if she's unable to have children. Because that's also good enough reason to get a ksuba. What would be another taina? Like the story of the woman who came in front of Rabbi Ami. She said to Rabbi Ami, have li ksuba. I'm not able to have children with this man. I want to be able to have children with someone else. So I want to get divorced and I want my ksuba. He said, I'm sorry, you're not mitzvah from Puruvu. So that's not a good enough taina. But then she said, when I get old, who's going to take care of me? That's a taina. So Amar Kiha Vade Kafinan. If she says that it's not only about the mitzvah, there are other reasons that I need to have children. I need to have children because children take care of a person in their old age. Good, so that's a taina. Now she's going to get her ksuba. And similarly, Hayda Asal Kamed Rav Nachman. A woman came to Rav Nachman, Amar La, Lo Mifkadet, and she said, I want to get divorced because my husband, I'm not able to have children with this husband, and I want my ksuba. And he said, you're not mitzvah in Puruvu. You don't need to have children. So Amar La, she said, Lo Don't I need a walking stick to lean on, meaning someone to help me walk around in my old age, and a mara lekvura, and I need a shovel to be buried for kvura, meaning I need someone who's going to be chayv in my kvura, someone who's going to take care of me. So he said, oh, that's a taina, and therefore we will in fact force the husband in that case and he'll have to pay the ksuba. Yehuda and Chizkiya ta'omim ha. Yehuda and Chizkiya were twins, except echad nigmar tzrasa l'sof tisha v'echad nigmar tzrasa l'tchila shiva. So one was ready to be born after 9 months of pregnancy, and one after 6 months, at the beginning of the 7th month. Yehuda's tibit Rabbi Chiya havalot tzar leida. You can imagine what kind of horrible pregnancy this must have been when she carried one child for 3 months longer than the other. Someone just sent me an email yesterday, lest you think this is impossible. 1996 in Baltimore, they delivered two babies 3 months apart from each other from the same woman. I think the second one was healthy. The first one had some health problems, but eventually came home from the hospital. So every once in a while such a thing happens. So Shanai Mana, so she changed her clothing and dressed up as someone else. And she went to Rabbi Chiya and Amra, it's a mifkta periv rivya. So she said, is a woman mitzuvah and puruvu? Amr lalav. He said, no. Azul ishtiya samadakarta. So right away, she drank something that will make her barren. L'sofik loyin milsa. Then he realized that it was his wife who had asked the shayla. Amr la igri ladu yichadu kirsa akrita. He says, we should have gotten one more multiple birth out of her before I gave such a psak, because it wasn't her only multiple birth. Amr mar, Yehuda v'chizkiya achi, pazi v'tavi achvasa. That she also had twin daughters. Are women not really mitzuvah and puruvu? Then how come we force a master to free a woman who's chetzi shivcha, chetzi baschorin, if she doesn't need to have puruvu anyway, so it's not a big deal if she doesn't get married? So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, minik hefker, no, because people were treating her minik hefker, they were taking advantage of her. So in order to get her into a solid relationship, it was worthwhile to be mishachar her. Hadron Lachabal Yivemto, Bezushem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the 7th parak of Maseches Yevamos. Have a great day, everyone. Take care.
Yom Yom Yisrael.